www.thebigfootball.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
For the broadcast, I mean, like, seconds ago, Tom said, are you ready? And I go, well, I don't know. He said, it's now or never. Too late. We're going on. I think, you know, here it is. Here's the problem right here. It's Dr. Shealy's newest bliss. Universal. Oh, man. Universal bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is. Oh, wow. I don't know if I can do this. <You're> not... I don't know. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information is on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Tom is engineering the nationally syndicated broadcast from Genesis. Frank Underhill's with us in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
I didn't know if I could do it. This new bliss is something else. It really is. It's called Universal Bliss. I don't think it's out on the market yet. Dr. Shealy wanted me to have it. So when I did the past life regression with him last Wednesday at the Holos Institute, his institute, in Missouri, right after the broadcast last Wednesday, he applied it, and then he handed me this vial of Universal Bliss. So we have it on video, and... maybe we'll talk about it tonight at the meetup. I guess that will be the subject tonight at tonight's meetup class. So there's a meetup tonight, Ziggy's, and I've got a thumb drive. I have not looked at it with my past life regression. I may play pieces of it. I have not seen it, so what a risk this is. Frank, let's see. Gold, I've been looking at the price of gold and silver. And gold is at 1327, moving on up. What do you think?
Well, you know, we said early in January that this gold market has bottomed out. The U.S. dollar is having resistance at this 80 level. It's far below its 84 level. And I think it's a matter of time before gold starts to really appreciate. When you see the Federal Reserve talking about tapering, well, she's talking about tapering us into another depression is exactly what she's talking about. And I think with that being said, you're going to probably see gold even move higher. And really, it hasn't even, I don't believe it's even started yet. And how we talk about gold being in equilibrium, if you will, you know, how gold stays the same price, but the dollar goes up and down around gold. I would even, you know, hazard to say, no, I don't want your audience to get in a hip roar, but you notice you're seeing gold go up and you're seeing the Bitcoin go down. So perhaps maybe it's even safe to say you're looking at gold as a hedge on Bitcoin as well, too. Maybe add that to the category.
Interesting that you bring that up, Frank. Bitcoin is absolutely wild in its swings. And, Frank, don't you have some information that you wanted to share with us about the Bitcoin?
Well, I was reading over the weekend. I follow this closely. Now, listeners, I do not invest in Bitcoin. I just read a lot about it. I'm actually, if you'd say, intrigued with it, how this digital currency basically popped up a few years ago, and it gets so much attention to being a an alternative currency, and how people are just, you know, dispensing with cash into machines and getting bitcoins and carrying a digital currency. Now, we've seen one exchange, the Mt. Rock, shut down for a week last month or earlier in the month. You're looking at how this speculative currency is actually probably more wild than the grain futures and the commodity markets. But there was an economist that came out, and he basically called for the end of the Bitcoin. And I don't know if he is speaking out of bias or what, but definitely what you're seeing now, you're seeing its resilience being tested here.
So Frank, for those who are new to the terminology, the Bitcoin is generated through a computer algorithm which requires a massive amount of computing cycles per second and some software, and then ultimately you might generate one of these coins by running this program, and then you can purchase things through an exchange when companies will accept bitcoins, this concept, if you will, for tangible goods and services. Well, I tell you, I got a real problem with it. Frank, over the weekend, I went to Arkansas, and I bought a barn, a used barn. Now, I paid for that with Federal Reserve notes. I paid cash for it. And we loaded up this trailer, about 20,000 pounds total. We were pulled from Arkansas. I traded pieces of paper for real tangible things. Now, I'm still having a problem thinking that, okay, what I could do is, if I had these bitcoins, I could just get on the internet and say, I'll tell you what, here's what we'll do. I will send you this concept in the same amount of Federal Reserve notes, and you give me that barn. What do you think? I just can't imagine anybody doing it, Frank. It's beyond my ability to understand how anybody would do this. I don't get it, but people are doing it.
And if you're the vendor, Vincent, you could say, take that Bitcoin, and how do you know if it's not going to go down 30% the next day?
And they have. Well, they have in a week, that's for sure. They've gone down from, 1,000 down to 700 in about a week. We talked about that right here.
600.
Wow. Okay. Well, class, it really seems to me, and I may be proven totally wrong, but I don't think so. I may be proven totally wrong that my idea of this Bitcoin, this vaporware, this concept, this belief in a non-existent, non-tangible thing will have eternal value. I can't imagine that. Now, gold, I can't. Frank, my son brought some very small silver tokens, if you will, about 380 B.C., 380 B.C., and there was this little tiny envelope. He bought them, and they're really magnificent. And he showed them to me, and he said that one of those, which is the size of if you had an Oxford shirt with a button on it, one of these coins would be about the size of a shirt button, a standard small shirt button, a dress shirt button, okay? That's how much silver is in these. And they're really magnificent. They're primitive, but they're magnificent. A week's wages. 1 week's wages for one of these little things. And if you put it in your pocket, you'd probably not find it again. It's that small. But it's tangible. And how much is it worth? I asked him. He said they're worth about $100 a piece for two reasons. One, they have a little bit of silver in them, and two, they're rare. But you can still buy things with them. Now, what happens if you don't have electricity and your computer? How do you purchase something with these bitcoins if you don't have electricity or your computer with you? How do you do it? I don't know. I don't get it.
And Vincent, another thing that people worry about, and I worry about it, is you're seeing government regulators coming in. New York's top financial regulator has detailed his plans to regulate Bitcoin sometime this year. So not only you're looking at instability just on fear and emotion, but now you're looking at government regulation coming in here now to regulate this. And I think the problem is we got too much damn regulation going around where it is not letting people use their own rational thinking to preserve and acquire wealth. And now you're going to have Big Brother in there stepping and telling you what to do. And, you know, this is what I find intriguing with gold. It survived the Reinmark regime. It survived the Tsar's collapse. It survived the Great Depression of the 1930s here. It survived the Depression in the 70s, survived the Great Collapse in 2000 to 2007. And gold is still here, and gold has even sometimes managed to outpace and thrive in any kind of economy. And I just don't like the government stepping in and telling us. I work in an already overly regulated sector, and I can tell you that regulation stifles growth. You know, you're talking about buying barns, and believe me, I think, Vincent, when you get that your barn set up and you're starting to produce it, you'll have the regulators on your own property there with badges and warrants checking out what you're doing. And again, when economies cannot survive when there is fear, we've seen government intervention in Red China. We've seen government regulation in Tsarist or Stalin's or communist Russia. We've seen in modern day step it up to regulation in Venezuela. They're taking it to the streets again. And this is why gold moves with unstable business climate and, of course, unstable government. And I think that's what we're seeing here. We have a government here that goes, you know, they say it's for the people, but it's actually working against the people.
You're absolutely right. Frank Underhill, Bob Chapman's trusted advisor, Frank Underhill. That's how he and I met. Bob Chapman told me as he lay dying in the hospital, call Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233.
937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, class, Ann Coulter said that Obama would be impeached if he weren't the first black president. Well, there are many people of all races and colors, including white, who don't want special treatment. So, let's give him, Obama, equal opportunity and impeach him right now. Jeez, let's impeach him right now. Let's impeach Obama right now. But we don't have Congress that has the testosterone to do it. Bunch of pansies. They see our country going down the drain, and they don't have, well, they don't have what it takes. They don't have what it takes to impeach the president. They'll let the country go down because they're compromised. These Congress critters are compromised. They've been bribed. They've been photographed. They're weak. They're so weak. I'm talking about Congress and politicians. They're so weak that they will seek their own pleasures rather than do the right thing. Will Rogers said it best. We have the best Congress money can buy. He's absolutely right. We do. Frank, the demand
well,
for
we've
silver.
We've seen the hyperbole of Ted Cruz. We've seen Mike Lee. We've seen Marco Rubio. And they've been talking the same talk for the last 2 years, and there's been no action. And I like that quote, we got the best government money can buy. These are imposters. These are shills. either people who are doing one thing, but you know they're in bed with this regime. There's been no deficit reduction. There's been no cutting in taxes. There has been nothing to benefit the American people. So it goes to show they'll say anything to get elected, and we the people are paying the price. And I'll say, Vincent, the most honest people I met were at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference. At least those people speak a personal testimony. They uphold the rule of law. And if they got to go in and arrest the mayors, arrest the city council, arrest the folks, then so be it. We've got to rid this nation of corruption.
Well, you're absolutely right. And on that note, let me give you an update about Chief Shane Harger. You know, he's the guy that flew from Albuquerque, New Mexico, from a little village called Jemez Springs, New Mexico. He had cross-jurisdictional authority to arrest anyone in his county of 3,714 square miles. Okay, he went to Albuquerque Airport to fly to the convention, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention. You were there, I was there, Richard Mack was there, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, we were there. Mom?
Mm-hmm.
When Shane Harger got to the airport in Albuquerque to fly to Las Vegas, he was detained by TSA and a federal agent. They wanted to know where he was going. Papers, please. Where are you going and why? So he came to the convention, he signed on with us, he signed the document, pledging his sacred honor to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights from enemies both foreign and domestic. He left the convention, flew back, and found out, first day of reporting back, he found out that they were going to take inventory of all the equipment of his 10 volunteers. 10 volunteers and part-time employees of his police department of Jemez Springs. They said, no, we're not firing you. Look, it's not like that. We just want to take inventory. Bring in your uniforms, your guns, your badges, all everything. We're just taking inventory. Next thing he's told, the police department is still intact. Really? And that was by the sheriff of Sandoval County, Doug C. Wood. Okay, so he had to turn in everything. They told him it was just for inventory. Then they disbanded his police department. Then they said it's intact. There was a press release from the sheriff of Sandoval County, Doug Wood, that everything is intact. It's not. It was an absolute lie. And then Harger goes back to his village, and he's found that they tell him that he's on administrative leave. Can't arrest anybody without the town council approving it. He's got to get permission to arrest somebody. Next thing you know, he's fired. These guys lie. This is government lying at the highest order. Sandoval County, Doug C. Wood. Make sure he never gets reelected. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was in Arkansas, Frank, and I had this Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel. 2500, model 2500, hooked up to a 26-foot gooseneck trailer, and I had these iron trusses, and I had about 5,000 pounds of 2x4s, 20 feet long, under the trusses. And so we pulled in for fuel. My son and I pulled in for fuel at one of these truck stop gas stations and in Arkansas. And they had, I wanted to check the tires and make sure that the tires on the trailer were fine because we had a really heavy load. Well, they had this air pump, and you have to put four quarters in it. I got a problem with that. You know, whenever I go to a gas station where they charge you for air, that gives you, you know, for four quarters, you get almost enough air to inflate one tire. I never go back. I never go back because that tells me that they really are not interested in my business. They are interested in my money. And so there was this little sign on the, and I did not use the air pump, and I wouldn't do it. There was a sign on it that says part of this money we're stealing from you goes to charity. When I see that, it, you know, highway robbery, and then we're going to give part of it to a charity, some nondescript, non-specified amount to charity. First thing I think of is crooks, absolute crooks. It really bothers me. So I just want to get that off my chest. So there's a gas station about 11 miles from here where I used to stop on the way to Springfield on Mondays and pick up some diesel. And they've got one of those pumps, air pumps, $1 for almost enough air to inflate one tire. And I asked them, I said, do you realize that you guys charge for air? And they said, yeah. I said, do you realize that if you put 4 quarters in there, you get almost enough air to put in one tire? And they said, yeah. I said, so you know that, right? And they said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, I'm never coming back. And I haven't. And that's the way I feel about it. Frank, I believe you have to treat customers fairly. I really do. And air used to be free. It used to be free at every gas station. That was just something they did. They wanted your business. Now they rip you off. Boy, maybe I need some more bliss. Your thoughts, Frank?
Well, I've seen this myself, and it used to be air was provided as a service, and now they look at it as a cash cow, and, you know, they want a few quarters. It's nickel and diming, Vincent. I think we got a lot bigger problems than a gas station charging money for air for a tire. I think it's absurd. You know, it really is. It shows you that there's no one there to give a helping hand to your fellow American.
And that's why I'm saying it, Frank. Yeah, we can call it nickels and dimes. We can call it quarters and dollars. But what the point is that what can we do to make more money? You know? And I used to teach my business students. We would have the accounting guy give his presentation, and he would say, you got to watch the numbers, you got to watch the numbers, you got to watch the numbers. And then I would follow him and give my presentation and say, forget the numbers. Take care of your customers. The numbers will follow. Make sure you take care of your customers. That way you won't get shot in the back. You won't have people angry with you for what you've done.
We talk about Target taking care of their customers, they get hacked. We talk about here in Las Vegas, a Vegas casino hotel got hacked. We hear continually about companies getting hacked. And somewhere along the line, the customer is getting hacked, and we are entrusting with credit card information, my gosh, businesses who are not providing service of security. You know, when I go into a Walmart, I don't expect, you know, my personal physical security to be looked after. I can take care of myself, thank you. But if I'm swiping a card through one of those little card swipers, you know, damn right I want my information protected. And we are losing sight of serving customers. And this is a reason why when I do go, I pay cash. I don't go out. I think we talked on other programs about, you know, if I don't go out and buy groceries that day. I don't go to any of these places. I don't go see movies. I'm more safe at home. As a matter of fact, the other day, there was a state senator in Colorado who said that maybe it's a good thing the guy had a 100-round magazine when he went into, like, I don't know what kind of thinking that comes from, but you can't even entrust politicians for our safety. You look at 9/11, the government wasn't there to protect American people in the World Trade Center. There is such a ball dropping. I don't know if it's a comedy or if it's deliberate, But what you see is people are not being serviced and people are not being protected. And yet I know as an American, when I go to work every day to serve my customers. I go to work to keep confidentiality is of the utmost importance. And if a single guy like me can do it, why can't a big multi-billion dollar corporation do the same? And the American people should expect no less.
Well, Frank, there's a big difference between you and a multi-billion dollar corporation. One difference is you're passionate about what you do. Another thing is you're the CEO, and no matter what happens, you are responsible for the actions of UnderhillSecurities.com. So you have a vested interest, a fiduciary interest, a financial interest, a professional interest, and an ethical interest in everything that you do. Whereas politicians don't have that. They don't have that interest. As a matter of fact, Frank, I went to Sears many, many years ago, and I bought a timing light. I bought the best one that they had at the time. It was $100. The very best one they had to tune up my vehicle, which had an ignition points system. This was many years ago. And after just over 1 year, it failed. I used it one time, put it back in the box, in the toolbox, and I have a professional type toolbox, and this thing was pristine. It would not work. Second time I went to use it, just over a year later. Okay, brought it back to Sears, and they told me they would give me a 10% discount on one just like it that I could buy because it was out of warranty. And I said, like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Look at this thing. It says in the same condition as the ones you're selling today, and you want to charge me for another one? Whatever happened to satisfaction guaranteed or your money back? It's right over the front door when you go into Sears. And they said, you don't understand. You just don't understand. We don't work for the customer. We don't work for the customer. We work for the shareholders. We're responsible to the shareholders. Customers are just an aside of what we happen to do for the shareholders. Sears has lost its way. How much have they lost their way? Well, I mean, you used to be able to buy everything at Sears. Now they don't even own their own building. They had to sell it and lease it back. Sears is in financial trouble because they've lost sight of what they are doing or were doing, which is taking care of the customers, which is what you, Frank, you take care of your customers.
Them, yes.
Frank, what's happening with demand for silver coins? Haven't we almost quadrupled the demand from the U.S. Mint for silver coins?
Yes, we have. And as a matter of fact, when you see silver down here at $20 an hour, obviously the Mint sees that it's a screaming buy down here, and they can mint it into coins and charge a premium on their sales. When you have these kind of metals that are precious, and you see them trading at these low price per ounce, it would be irresponsible for someone not to hold it. And I think people should take a cue from the Mint. If this is the Mint buying silver to mint more coins, people should definitely take notice. But we've had this for the last year of silver under $20 an ounce. And now you're starting to see it come into where it's actually translating into real figures about the Mint minting more coins. And I don't think this is the first time that we spoke of it. I think back in January, December, we talked about silver being bought up as well, too.
Frank, I went to visit a dear friend, and I spent a couple days there with him and his family. And I thought, I'd like to bring his children something that maybe they hadn't seen before, something that was durable, something that was unusual. So I brought each one of them a 1 ounce round of a mint that you don't hear much about, kind of a mint that's gone by the wayside. So I gave each one of these children 1 ounce of silver, a silver round. And they thought it was the coolest thing. So I think it's the neatest gift. And so I have at the farm some silver rounds so that if I go someplace and need to give someone a small gift, that's what I give them. And they go, wow, that's really cool. Never saw one of those before. What a great use for silver. And I believe that they will have those silver rounds for their entire life. I think they have enough value where they're not going to lose them. They're not going to throw them away. They're probably going to keep them. And they will go nowhere but up, up, up in terms of Federal Reserve notes. Your thought?
I agree. I think you're going to see a lot more of this. And I think that people do like to have them for safety, for more potable aspect. And you never know when you will need it, period. And that's probably irresponsible not to have any.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, what's happening with this West Texas intermediate advance? What is that?
Well, already you're starting to see oil at $100 a barrel. Why is oil at $100 a barrel? Partially because the dollar is basically hanging on by fingernails at this low 80 level. But also what you're seeing is supplies are starting to dry up at these oil holding facilities. And, of course, that's the first source where refiners get their supply to make gasoline and other petrol-based products. And when you see a shortage there, of course, naturally there's...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. John Reagan. John, I've got the Financial State of the Union.com page, the news tab up on the website. So we can go from there. So, class, if you will go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, click on news, and you can follow along with John Reagan. John, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Vincent. And I think everybody is going to be relieved to know that in London, the government prevented a terrorist from boarding a plane with a gun. Yes, Sheriff Woody was busted.
Hey, so a sheriff who we trust to have a gun everywhere, right? Everywhere, was prevented from boarding a plane.
This is Sheriff Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, no. Tell us about it.
Well, this guy was carrying this toy around. Taking pictures for his son, and the wonderful government agents at London Heathrow Airport discovered that Sheriff Woody was harboring a gun. Now, this gun is about half the size of an adult's thumb, and if it actually shot a bullet, that bullet would probably be about the size of a grain of sand. But they determined that this was a threat.
Okay. Okay. What was? Do we know what it was made out of?
I'm sure it was plastic.
John, are you talking about this? Like when I was a child, back in the 50s, they had these toy guns that you could probably have 15 of them in your hand, and hold them in your hand. They were that small, and they could hold one cap. At a time, you put one cap in it and pull the hammer back and squeeze this little tiny, 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 tiny trigger, and it'll go bang. Is that what we're talking about?
No, that's even smaller than that. This is just a piece of solid plastic like what G.I. Joe would have had.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad we stopped that. Gee whiz, can you imagine?
You can rest easy flying, yes.
Let me tell you a story. My son told me this story over the weekend. He attends the university, And they have these things called convocations, where they bring in a speaker. And a speaker talks about, oh, some major topic. And they have some pretty good speakers, like I think Laura Bush was there. And there's some really, you know, well-known names. Well, there was this convocation, and it's absolutely packed, you know, like theater-type seating, huge, huge event. And sometimes, you know, students get a chance to attend, you know, if there's room for them. Well, during the convocation, my son was sitting next to a guy, and this guy had a little tiny pocket knife. And he was doing something that I certainly wouldn't recommend, but he was cleaning his fingernails in public, you know, while he was listening intently to the speaker. And the guy in front of him was disruptive. So he lets the guy in front of him know, hey, knock it off. Knock it off, you know, pay attention, behave, stop being disruptive. This is a serious, you know, a serious presentation. Get your act together and behave. So the guy who is disruptive looks at the guy behind him who says, knock it off, and he sees his pocket knife in his hand. Let's the authorities know that he was threatened with a pocket knife. He wasn't. Guess what happened? That student with the pocket knife that told the guy that was disruptive to knock it off was expelled. Expelled from school for doing the right thing. Telling this guy to knock it off. Up is down, left is right. We are inside out. Society's falling apart. Wow. John Reagan and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. We're going to talk about the financial state of the union. John Reagan's got a list that he wants to cover, and we'll do our best to get it done. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.